Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. So tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones, tell even your mortal enemies about this. You are listening to Kakuna from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces, the one and only, accept no substitutions. All right. I want to thank you all for tuning in. I want to thank you all for being there. And anybody who might hear this at some point, because this is important, it's 7 o'clock on the dot, and you're listening to Kakuna from the microphone. This show is brought to you by Organic OK. And you know what? Don't just listen. Talk. Get involved. What's happening with you? What are you thinking? Come on, check it. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. All right, now, let me just start from the beginning. I happen to be a man who basically spent most of his life in McKinleyville, California. That's where I was born and raised. Ah, McKinleyville, where horses have the right of way. I got to tell you, it was special in McKinleyville. We had everything. We were in Northern California, so it snowed, but we also had a beach in the same place you could sled, ski, snowboard, toboggan, but you could also sun yourself, windsail, parasail, and boogie board. You could do all that in McKinleyville. McKinleyville, where horses have the right of way. I got to tell you something. I spent most of my life indulging on everything there was to do in McKinleyville, which was anything. We had a beautiful town. We still do. I'm all over now at this point, but I'm telling you right now, McKinleyville was a place that had everything. Everything. We had it all. Everything you could imagine. And I indulged in it. So much that I got to tell you something, I didn't really spend a lot of my time, you know, how do I put this? I didn't really focus very much on the future, on my studies. I got C averages my whole life. I was the kind of guy who wanted to sit back and smell the roses, to just groove, you know, indulge, party. I wanted to do all that. The way I saw it, I was going to have to basically get some, you know, job, some high-skill, high-demand thing that was going to basically require try to get a lot of money and whatever, you know, something really important. I was just going to enjoy life. I tell you all, that was me. Let me just tell you. I was engaging. I was doing all things. See, the truth was, once again, I didn't really think about the future. I just wanted to keep on partying and grooving and enjoying life, and I thought I'll take any job. I'll live anywhere. But as long as it's in McKinleyville, because McKinleyville had everything. But eventually, I left high school and the future came. It happened. The future just happened. And there I was, still in my parents' house, whatever, and I thought, I had a weird feeling like the world was passing me by. You get that feeling? When you're not doing enough. I mean, dang. I thought, what would I do? My family didn't have the money to go to college, and even they were telling me I didn't quite have the grades. Thought any college will take as long as you got the money. But we didn't have it. I looked at how social media is building up, and all these dang people who were basically, you know, had their own personal shows and making money off being on the internet. I decided I wanted to join them. I wanted to do that. I wanted to do all that. I wanted to do it. I could do it. It was beautiful. God, it was beautiful. I decided to basically try. I had a blog talk radio show before this one, you know, And even though they call me DJ Butterfly Feces, I was not, like, spinning discs. I was not personally mentioned top 40. I was the guy who was saying what was really wrong with the world and what we could do to fix it, you know? I was one of the soapbox guys, the ranchers, the guys telling you about what is wrong with what is. But I don't think anybody was listening. People really listen to internet radio? How do you listen to it? I mean, regular terrestrial radio, you understand how it works. It's in your car, or it's in your alarm clock, or your shower radio, whatever, and you turn the dials, whatever, but how do you listen to internet radio? Do you go to the site and plug in? What is? Anywho, there I was, basically just ranting and raving away until my free trial membership ran out. They want me to start paying for it. A, I didn't have any money, and B, what's the point? Who was listening? I told even my friends to listen, and I don't think they did. Some of them were busy, but a lot of them said, we just don't know how. I just didn't know how. The competition is so fierce, those who go out and are going to make a living at this. I was discouraged. I stayed in my house thinking about what I was going to do. Now, I thought maybe I'll try to get any job, anything, you know, but even the jobs that nobody wants right now, there are people, mostly foreigners, looking to come into this country to do them just to get out of where they came from. You know? Even those jobs up for grabs. And every single moment, as technology is advancing, and it is, the future is really now. We are living in the technological age. We are. All this technology, the more advanced technology gets, the more obsolete people become. You know, I think in the 50s they built robots to do stuff people would do, but they were afraid it was going to put too many people out of work. They don't seem to be worried about that right now. There's more people now than ever. They're all dying and suffering horribly. There's nothing for them to do. I mean, dang. Dang it. Anywho, there I was sitting around wondering what I was going to do with my life. And I remember, God, I remember this. One day, my father got past tired of me. Really tired of me. He took me aside and told me, around the holidays no less, that he wanted me out. He said he'd let me stay a little bit longer because I was his son and you know, he knew I needed help, but no, you know, the truth is, I know he let me stay around as long as I did because otherwise he has to talk to my mother. You know, it's true, some couples, they want to, you know, they want their kids to kind of go. So they can have time to spend together. So they can basically, you know, make their marriage all cozy. My parents didn't want that. My parents hated each other. I think my father basically kept me around as long as he did, was so otherwise he and my mother would have to talk to each other. And they resented each other's company. They resented each other. The only reason they stayed together as long as they did, because neither one of them had the energy to leave. It was too late for them and everybody else. I mean, dang. It was messed up that way. He liked to keep me around as a bumper, but that doesn't mean he wanted me forever. He wanted me to go. Around the holidays, no less. I thought we should at least celebrate the holidays together as a family. But no, he said he wanted me out before he changed his mind. So I packed. You know, the thing is, I knew everybody in McKinleyville. We all did everything and what other. And I was unemployed for so long was because there were no jobs available. There were no places to live available because McKinleyville is so dang ideal that nobody wants to leave. My father explained it to me. There are people who basically even have to leave where they live. They have to leave their hometown, the state, to go find work. That was a thing. truth is, I was without means. I packed my stuff, the clothes on my back, and a backpack that wasn't even half full, and I walked out of the house. I thought about how much, you know how it is, now you wish you spent more time studying. Now you wish you spent more time keeping your nose to the grindstone. You really wish now. You wish. Because now it counts. The truth is, I was really in a bad state. I walked through the woods, Hammond Trail, past the little waterfall that we have. We have that too in McKinleyville. And I thought, what am I going to do? Really? What am I going to do? And I happened to pass along. I went up to the camp, the picnic site, and there were people there, a whole bunch of people, people I didn't recognize. I knew everybody in town. But there they were. Truth is, there they were. And I basically said, hello, how are you? Who are you? And basically one of them, the really, really big guy, was he was apparently the leader of the group. He said, how you doing? My name is Organic OK. Yeah. I'm going around and we're doing something. We're doing this thing where we basically go around and we pick up garbage up off the streets and we help the homeless. I said, really? Yeah. Who are you?
I told him who I was. I told him my whole story. I told him all about me.
I told them I wanted to basically, I don't know what I was going to do. I told them basically about my whole life, about how I'd been coasting by and doing the bare minimum and living life, and how I just got basically kicked out of my parents' place. And I don't know what I'm going to do now. And he said to me, he said, dude, want to come with us? I said, where are you going? All over. We're going to pick up the world, help whatever. Help us pick up garbage and help the homeless. I'll pay for you. I'll pay for the whole trip. I mean, I'm paying for you to come along. You want to do it? I was going to say no. Yes, I said. Yes, I want to do this. You know, man, I never saw myself doing something important and heroic and living with a sense of purpose and all that. I never saw myself doing that. But today, here it was. He said, dude, get down on one knee, get down on one knee. I wonder what he wanted me to do. He told me to kneel before him, and he touched me on the shoulder with two fingers, like he was knighting me. And he said, I hereby dub DJ Butterfly Feces. Butterfly Feces? Now, let me just start by saying I didn't like the name right out of the gate. Who was I to argue? He explained me the whole story. He told me about, personally, about how, you know, he told me about how personally the story was basic. We all know, you know, how the caterpillar spins a cocoon and then stays in it for a while to emerge a beautiful butterfly. The metaphor for life is in all that. We emerge and become what we want to do through we toil and put ourselves into that state so we can emerge. It's 7:15 here on the program, cocooning from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces here. The one and only, accept no substitutions. All right, here, it's here on the program. Let me know what you're thinking, all right? Come on.
What's going on? We're here. 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. All right, now, before I knew it, around New Year's, there we were. We left. We went to Vicenza, Italy to celebrate New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Let me tell you something. They celebrate things in Italy. It was all so beautifully built. Everything looks so gorgeous. And Italian food in Italy, you can taste the difference, man, you know? You can taste the difference. Anywho, there we were. If you listen to our last show, we were in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. So there we were, basically, on the train again. And I'm like, where are we headed now? Okay, I said, you'll see. And really, you know, I kept presenting the fact that we didn't basically do enough sightseeing and indulging in the cities we were going to. We did not. We were too busy, basically, what's the word I'm looking for? Helping everybody else. I know. Look, we're not just going around the world to indulge it. This isn't a vacation we're taking. We're not meant to just party and whatever. We're supposed to be, you know, we're supposed to be making the world a better place. We're supposed to be beautifying the world and helping people who have been thrown out like trash, helping them get off that street and recuperate. That's the truth. That is the truth. But dang it all, I wanted to see these places in what where I told Organic, can we indulge just a little bit? He said, dude, after we're done picking up the trash, after you've helped some homeless people, you should be helping them, man, and helping yourself. Now I'm paying for all this. Am I just paying so you can take a trip on my dime? I knew he was right. I knew it. There we were. Canberra. Yeah, here we are. Canberra. Australian. This is the Australian capital right here. Capital of Australia right here. Canberra. So dang. Once again, it was a beautiful city. I guess they exist everywhere now, you know? But you know the funny thing? They also have to feel the same when you're always just there to basically pick up trash and help homeless people. So there I was basically picking stuff up and whatever, picking the trash up. And I basically tried to talk to some of them. But I got to tell you something. The first thing they did, like all of them, was ask me for money. And you know what? Once they got their money, they didn't really want to talk to you. They didn't trust you. It's like a stray dude, a stray dog basically bites somebody he doesn't know. I want to avoid getting bitten. But Organic told me, that's part of it, dude. Okay. I couldn't believe it. I basically was trying to do something here, whatever. But finally, I sat down and I had a nice talk with a woman. And I told her about everything. I told her basically about our whole trip, about how I used to basically live in McKinleyville, California, and how I'd seen a lot of the world, and how we're out here helping people every day, how we're fixing things, how we're trying to help get them off the street, whatever. And then she said to me, she said, well, tell me, what is your story? So I told you. Then she asked me, no, who are you? not what you've done. Who are you? I told her who I was. I was just a guy from McKinleyville who just enjoyed playing, who just enjoyed indulging myself, and now I was out here doing this. I was helping the homeless, healing them. I do what I could to basically, I asked this place, doesn't Canberra have any homeless programs? She told me, of course, of course. Bigger the city, they're going to have a homeless program. But that doesn't mean all the homeless are suddenly saved. She looked at me, and she said, now look, you need to do something. You need to basically keep on doing what you're doing. I was moved. I was touched. But in a way, I was a little bit insulted. I mean, I knew that. Then she told me, she basically said, I'm grateful for what you do. I'm grateful for what you're doing. Yeah, I was doing something heroic. But the question is, how do you eliminate the homeless problem in general? Now, I think about this all the time. I think they built more places to live, but then again, it's not enough to have there to be a place to live. They need the money to maintain it. And there aren't so many jobs. So many people are being thrown away, cast adrift. Dang. How to change that? How to make it so we're all united in all this, so we're all connected, so everybody basically has something. How to do that? I don't know. I honestly didn't know. And basically, she basically asked me when I told her about my parents, you know, what they did, kicking me out. And she asked me, how do you think they're doing now? And I got to tell her, I didn't know. Normally I want to ask about her parents and why she couldn't stay with them or whatever, but the truth is I didn't know about my parents. My parents. Did they worry about me? Did they wonder what happened to me? Do they have any concern about me at all? I couldn't help but ponder. Really, I was wondering. I was wondering hard. I don't know. I asked, think I should call them? I did. I went to Organic and I quickly asked basically if I could just make a phone call. And I remembered the phone number of my family home. I called whatever and somebody else picked up the phone, a voice I didn't recognize. I asked to speak to my father and mother and I was told, I'm sorry, they don't live here anymore. They don't live here anymore. I was taken aback. What happened after I left? Once again, there I was picking up trash. And there I was trying to make friends with the homeless people and talking about, telling them our story and talking about how we wanted to basically get some of them off the street. You know, get the program up and running. Expand on those programs that are supposed to help the homeless. But the whole time in the back of my mind, I couldn't stop thinking. I couldn't stop obsessing over what happened to my parents. Why don't they live there anymore? After we picked up enough garbage, I basically went to a lot of people in Canberra. I went to council. I told them, we picked up the garbage. We cleaned up the mess off the streets, you know, the what have you, the waste and refuge. And we would appreciate it if they would basically expand their programming to help getting the homeless off the streets. build a few more shelters. Maybe they could keep people in a little while longer. Now they don't have a garbage problem to worry about so much. We did this everywhere we went. It became routine. It's like everything else we did. I mean, dang. All I could think about was the fact that, really, honestly, my parents don't live in their house anymore. What happened? No, I'm asking the world, what happened? Where did they go? It was a tough one. It was something I worried about. Now I tell myself, stop worrying. You're supposed to be helping these people, okay? Whatever your parents do, their lives are their own now. It's their business. They're free to do whatever they want. You don't live there anymore. You don't live there. It's not your home. It's not your business. Whatever happens to them happens. I will always be grateful this opportunity came to me, that I had the opportunity to change and do something, that I could have been just another one of them, another person thrown on the street, but instead I'm out here helping them. I'm not as destitute as they are, but we're trying to work together to fix the problem. I was grateful. Dang it, I was grateful. I tried to find that woman I was talking to, the one who suggested I should call my parents and see how they were doing. I couldn't find her. I guess so many of them don't stay in the same spot. Once again, I got to tell you, this life takes it out of you. Brings you to your knees if you let it. But you have to fight it. You have to fight. If you don't, honestly, I always admired every single person we met on the streets who was out there fighting, who was trying to survive. So many of us, we take it all for granted, don't we? Every single one of us take it all for granted, don't we? Criminal. It's a hell of a thing. We got to do something. Ask yourself out there, you in Radio Land, what are you doing to personally make this a better world, a better place? We're all sort of in this together. We're all supposed to get together. We're all supposed to get together and do something. All over. Basically packed up and ready to say goodbye to Canberra, capital of Australia. But I was told we weren't done with Australia yet, and I decided no matter what, even though I'm all the way over here, I'm going to find what happened to my parents. You've been listening to Kuna from the Microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces here, the one and only. Now, listen, you can pick up all our shows off blogtalkradio.com. I want to thank you all for listening. Thank you for getting involved. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you. And good night.